You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We start off our results reflections with the update from Altron Limited. They released their 6-month results for the 6 months ended 31 August 2025 at 7:15 this morning. Joined on the line by the Altron CEO, Werner Kapp, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. Werner, always lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Your initial thoughts around the start of the new financial year. I see some numbers up, some numbers down, and we'll get into some of the finer details, but your overall thoughts around how the year has kicked off?
Jimmy, thanks for having me on the show again. I think overall quite pleased with a solid performance in what continues to be fairly challenging market conditions. I think the revenue down slightly, but we've managed to grow EBITDA by 4% during the period, and I think that's testimony really to the diversified portfolio we've got. You know, we've got these platform businesses, we've got our IT services businesses. IT services businesses more impacted directly by sort of GDP, contracted GDP growth, whereas the platform businesses, we've had double-digit revenue and profit growth in those businesses. Netstar and FinTech recording significant profit growth. So I think overall, I think a really solid performance.
Werner, the revenue from continuing operations down marginally, but one wonders from an operational standpoint, is that sort of something from a once-off perspective? What are some of the driving factors there from the continuing operations side? I know the business is quite large and you have quite a bit within the portfolio.
It's very much, it's very much driven by our IT services segment. I mean, and maybe just as a reminder, that segment really services, large enterprise customers in South Africa. So really essentially corporate South Africa and, some public sector. So, that's really, really impacted by, constrained spending, challenging economic times. So revenues across the board in that segment is down. If we look at our platform business, which really is our fintech business, which plays in the informal economy, Netstar, HealthTech, those are subscriber businesses, high volume, high recurring revenues. Netstar servicing over 2 million subscribers, FinTech over 4,500 SME businesses, health over 20,000 physicians. So that part of the business is up double digit, but really where the slowdown in revenue is from the IT services businesses.
Werner, let's take a look at some of the other operations and what the business is doing at the moment. If we look at operating profit, that is, as you said, showing some signs of positivity, up double digits there. I think some signs is putting it quite modestly in that respect. But it speaks to the fact that the business, for all its challenges, is able to still navigate some of the waters a little bit better. How are you finding your business units and your business areas in terms of areas of strength at the moment?
Yeah, Jimmy, I mean, excellent question. I mean, for us, we've been at this, I think I joined the group just over 3 years ago, and we really set in place the strategy at that point in time about being the leading platform and IT services business. Key tenets of that strategy was really to improve our annuity business. So annuity as a percentage of revenue, it's that recurring revenue that gives you predictable results, particularly when the market becomes tough. We focused on, quality of earnings, so really improving our operating profit margins. And obviously, making sure that we've got a healthy balance sheet. And I think that's yielded, fantastic results for us over a three-year period. We've grown operating profit compound by about 54%. Operating margins have doubled. And annuity revenue now contributes about 68% of our overall business. And I mean, that's really why, I think we've been able to navigate and grow profit significantly in these conditions. I mean, if you look at, highlights and lowlights, I mean, definitely the highlights for us, our fintech business revenue up by 24.4%, significant growth in EBITDA, very high EBITDA margins, I think about 37%, if I remember correctly. Netstar continues on its growth trajectory that it's been on for the last 3 years, 11% subscriber growth, double-digit bottom line growth. HealthTech, a really good business for us. Growth in the private practice segment has offset some of the weakness in the corporate segment. And then I think, businesses like, despite the challenging times in the IT services segment, I think really good performances. Our ADS business, which was significantly loss-making, 3 years ago. I mean, profit there is up about 54%, if I recall correctly. And we've managed to keep our profits steady in our security business because of the high annuity revenue contribution. I mean, the majority of the challenges really is in our Altron Digital business, which was unfortunately loss-making. I mean, that's obviously disappointing for us, but the teams implement a profit improvement strategy. So, you know, they're taking remedial action and working quite hard on turning that around as soon as they can.
Varna, let's take a look at the Altron Arrow business. Is that the digital business? I see that business has been under a bit of pressure, and I want to just look at that in the context of the fact that you wrapped up, obviously, the sale of Altron Nexus, which now allows you to redirect some of the resources there. Give us a sense of what's happening within Altron Arrow at the moment, and if that's anything to be concerned about.
So maybe just a correction. So Arrow is our distribution business. We're in a joint venture with Arrow, which is a, you know, probably the biggest electronic components distributor globally. Our Altron Digital business is really the business that has had the biggest challenges. I mean, having said that, what's happening in Arrow really is, you know, the lead times, the business is just, or the market is just in a cyclical downturn. You know, typically you work on sort of 12 to 18 months lead times in these global supply chains. Look, are we happy with that? No, but it's not a surprise to us. I mean, we saw that coming. I think we actually guided the market around that last year. And I think the management team is doing a fantastic job. You know, revenue, if I recall off the top of my head, down about 22-odd% in that business, but we still made significant profit. I think we made about 18, 19 million rand EBITDA in that business at 7%, EBITDA margin, which I think is kind of industry leading for a business of that nature. The leadership, you know, they've reduced their operating expenses by about 20%, and we also continue to look. You know, ultimately, businesses that are cyclical is about, you know, holding the line when times are tough. But ultimately, you've got to grow that business. And we've got some exciting partnerships in that business. With NVIDIA, for example, through ASUS, which is a distributor of NVIDIA. Look, touch wood, we've seen limited impact from the U.S. trade tariffs on that business. But as I said, you know, disappointing, but we saw that coming, and I think the management is managing it as well as they can.
Cyclical businesses are always an issue. Varna, before I let you go, I want to take a look at what the next 6 months looks like, particularly from a capital deployment perspective. There are huge capex plans in the works from a business perspective. You've increased your working capital as well. I imagine this means that, as you said, you're preparing for weathering some storms, but also not sitting back and missing out on opportunities. What is the management's strategic thinking here?
Yeah, Jimmy, look, firstly, again, I think we are quite well positioned to weather storms because of the strength of our annuity business. But for us, this is all about opportunity. We deployed over 340 million rands worth of capex in growth in our business. And looking forward, we will continue to invest primarily in organic growth, in our Netstar business, in capital rental devices, which really drives a subscription business. In our fintech business, we've made some investments, and we continue to invest in our SME platform, which is a key driver for us. We've launched our patient oncology app in HealthTech. We continue to make investments in that platform and in the data business. We've invested 20 million rand in launching our AI factory, which is the first operational AI factory in South Africa. And of course, you know, our balance sheet's M&A ready. So we also keep on scanning the environment to see, you know, are there opportunities for us to be able to grow the business through acquisition.
A stable business focusing on opportunities where they may present themselves. All the best to you and the team for the next 6 months, Varna. We look forward to catching up at the end of the year. Chief Executive Officer at Altron joining us to take a look at the performance of the business for the first 6 months.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.